Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I've got Stuart Rosenthal joining me as always. Stuart, good to see you again.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, we're looking at the Beacon newspaper this week. Tell us what you've got.
Okay, we're talking about some money stories this morning.
Good.
This is the time of year when people might want to give money to their grandkids or even just the kids in a way that might not only help them out, but help them learn about how to invest, how to be smart with your own money. Mm-hmm. So we have an article that talks about four different ways, some of which I'd never heard of before. I think some of them are fairly new. First of all, people do probably know about 529 college savings plans. Maryland and Virginia both have these kinds of plans. These are tax-advantaged plans. Those who donate to them can get certain kinds of tax deductions or matching, even matching dollars if you're in a low-income level. And also, it's tax-free both federally and otherwise to the recipient as long as it's spent on their college or their educational thing. So you can set up one of those accounts, of course, for a grandchild. That's a little bit involved, but it can be done. And then you own the account. You get the tax breaks. And you can even change the beneficiary. If for some reason the grandchild that you get it for ends up not going to college, then you can give it to another grandchild who is. It's flexible in that way.
Sure.
But this is fairly new. I hadn't heard about this. Now a number of state governments offer what they call U-gifts. And U-gifts let anybody else who wants to make a one-time small contribution at no fee to somebody else's 529 plan. So if you're the aunt of somebody or even just a friend of somebody who's got a 529 account and you say, I want to help you out with your college, I'm going to make a contribution. Then you go to the website, you use a special code which you're given for that child's account. It doesn't mean you know the child's account number, you don't know the social security number, you don't get any of that kind of private information, but you can go right to the account and make a gift, and there's no extra fee for it. Anything from $15 to $50, just no big deal. So that's very nice. Now there's something called Spark Gift, and that was started just a year or two ago. By a woman who was finding it frustrating to do these other things, and she's found a website now she founded that allows you to give fractional shares of about 6,000 different investments to anybody you want. Set up an account for them. As little as $20, as much as a maximum of $2,000, you can buy Apple, McDonald's, all kinds of exchange-traded funds, anything you want just about. And it's a very small fee, $2.95 per transaction, plus 3% of the gift. But that 3% is being waived during the holiday for now to the holiday season. So if you want to do it now, it's just the $2.95.
You want to read about this in the Beacon newspaper. That's where you'll get the details, the fine details
right.
Plus, I'll be happy to give anybody my kids' college information if they want to make a donation of you gift to my children. Please, thank you.
Great idea, Eric. So let's move on to another topic. Another topic is for people who are, again, at the end of the year, thinking of making charitable gifts to charities. If you have appreciated stock, and you might well, because the stock market's been doing pretty well this year for a lot of people.
True.
A very nice idea is to give that appreciated stock to the charity. Why? Because you'll avoid paying the capital gains tax on the stock, assuming it's a long-term capital gain stock. If you've had it for at least a year or more, and you donate it, then you will get the full deduction of the current fair market value, the appreciated value of that stock, and you won't have to pay any of the capital gains tax. Well, that's a win-win for you and for the charity, right?
Absolutely.
But you don't want to do that if it's not long-term gain, because if it's short-term gain, you can only deduct what you paid for it, not what it's currently worth, and that's no good.
So short-term stock ownership that rises in value, that's less than a year of ownership, you do not get to write off the gain, just the original purchase price.
That's right.
So what happens to the gain when you give it away? Do you still have to pay tax on it?
No, because then it goes to the charitable organization and they don't pay tax when
But you just don't get the tax benefit.
It just gets lost. That's why I'm saying if you have appreciated stock, make sure the one that you're giving away are the shares that are long-term. At the same time, if you have a stock with a loss, you don't want to give that away as a gift either, because you want to take advantage of that loss. So you should sell it, take the loss, which you can offset against other income, and then give whatever you want to charity, because that's the best way to handle the tax consequences there. And here's another thing. If you're thinking of giving financial help to your children or your parents, which we sort of talked about a minute ago, you can use the appreciated stock for them as well. And again, you won't have to pay capital gains tax on the sale.
Read about it in the Beacon newspaper. Get your free copy at over 1,500 locations or go to thebeaconnewspapers.com for more information. Stuart Rosenthal, is always a pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, Stuart. Bill Van Dyke, you've heard me preach the quality of this man's mortgage capabilities, and I bring him back. Bill, it's end of the year. It's a time of quietness for a lot of our listeners. They're getting up this morning, probably not thinking about doing a whole lot today, just coming off of Christmas celebration, heading into the new year. It's a good time where they're not too busy to really give consideration to how important reviewing their mortgages. And that means reviewing how much they're paying on their existing mortgage and how much they could save by considering an alternate mortgage. Bill Van Dyke is with Paradigm Mortgage. And Bill, tell us about the mortgage review. 10 minutes, someone can have 10 minutes with you on the telephone, and it could save them tens of thousands of dollars, just that 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better than Geico.
Absolutely. Thanks, Eric.
Sure.
Yeah, many people have had their mortgage for years and they're paying it. They think, I've got a mortgage, I don't need a new one. But yet they could benefit from rearranging and refinancing their mortgage. And we've had customers save tens of thousands of dollars. So the question is it worth 10 minutes to look into that and see if it's appropriate for you?
I'll tell you a quick story, Bill. One of the settlements I went to recently, the buyer actually saved $200 in their monthly rate by shopping that mortgage. Now, I didn't know this buyer. They didn't talk to you, and I'm sure they would have gotten the same quality rate. But $200 in savings, if you could save $200 on your existing mortgage, in 1 year, you would save $2,400. In 5 years, you'd save over $10,000. And the conversation is 10 minutes. You might think, well, I've got like, 15 years left on a 30-year mortgage. I don't really want to refinance. I'd rather just pay off what I've got as I pay it through. You can actually reformat your mortgage at a lower interest rate, still pay it in 15 years, and maybe even pay it faster than in 15 years at the lower rate, and get rid of it altogether. And that's a great consideration, Bill. Paradigm Mortgage is a great company. You've been in business, is it 28 years?
25 years.
Okay, so 25 years. Thank you for your honesty about that. Yeah. So, 25 years. And there are listeners who may want to talk to you about getting a new mortgage on a second home down at the shore. And 10% down owner financing readily available right now for second homes. Is that correct?
Yes, with good credit.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And they can call you at 301-941-1992 for more information, yes?
That's our number.
Okay, that's 301-941-1992 to speak with Bill Van Dyke with Paradigm Mortgage. Perhaps I've talked about reverse mortgages, the benefits of reverse mortgages, and, there are definitely some considerations as you consider whether you want to stay in your home and age in place, and perhaps you see your liquidity drying up, but you have a house that's worth quite a bit of money. The reverse mortgage is a really great way for you to be able to stay in your existing home by taking some of the finance, the money, the equity out of your house without ever having to sell it. So get this, depending upon what your age is, you can take sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars out, taken on a monthly basis, almost like you're receiving an income from a bank every month. They will never ask you to leave the house, okay? And you get to get this income over time. It's the reverse mortgage is a concept that requires a little bit of an explanation, but for the right listener who is looking to stay put and wants to and have a stable means of income coming out of the value of their property, which has come as a result of either paying the mortgage off over a long period of time or the value has risen. If you're in Washington, D.C., the values have risen so dramatically, you might think, I didn't think of it. I could stay where I am. I don't have to move. Bill's a great guy to talk to about this. He'll give you the skinny. As we say, he'll give you the skinny on what is the best thing for you. It's best to reach him by telephone at 301-941-1992. He's licensed to do business in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. So if you're in Fairfax listening today and you think, I should maybe have a conversation with the guy, please give him a call, 301-941-1992. And the website is?
GoToParadigm.com.
GoToParadigm.com. 10 minutes could save you tens of thousands of dollars. Bill, thanks for joining me on the Eric Stewart Show.
Thank you, Eric. Always happy to be here.
Hey, thinking about buying a house, you should get a copy of the free Buyer Savvy Guide. You want to be savvy in the purchase of anything, especially as big as a house is. Download a free copy of the Buyer Savvy Guide at ericstewartgroup.com. And for those of you who cannot get on the web, go ahead and call us. We'll mail you a copy at no charge to you. That toll-free number is 800-900-9104. Again, that's 800-900-9104. The website is ericstewartgroup.com. Download a free copy, and you can also listen to every show that we do here on WMAL right there on the website. It's a great site. We look forward to serving you in the future. I'll be back with more in just a moment.